There's one more issue that I wanted to discuss before we move on, and that is I wanted to get back to the point of Rabbeinu Tam a little bit. Last week we discussed the problem of Moder of Elazar ben Mizuyaf Mitocho, which is a very important topic. There's one other issue which we've referred to, but we haven't discussed enough, and I want to discuss a little more. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the Gemara here, Dabdalar Rabbeinu Aleph, as we know, discusses the argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, whether Ede Mesira Karsi or Ede Chatzima Karsi. So there's a very important argument between Rabbeinu Tam and the Chachmei Sfarad, which we have yet to discuss. What we did discuss was the argument between the Balei Tosfos and Chachmei Sfarad about whether or not Rabbi Eliezer, who says Ede Mesira Karsi, what does he think about Ede Chatzima? If you had Ede Chatzima alone, would they also function on a kinyan level or not? In other words, if you didn't have witnesses standing there at the moment when the shtar was handed over to the Isha, or in the case of a shtar mecher, as the case may be, but you had Edim who were chasumim, who were signed into the contract, would that be enough of a basis for kinyan? That's machokas within Rabbi Eliezer between the Chachmei Sfarad and Balei Tosfos. However, there's another argument, and that goes as follows. Not within Rabbi Eliezer, but within Rabbi, or even within Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Ede Chasima Karsi, which means that from a Kinyan Shtar point of view, all you need to have are witnesses signed in the Shtar. If you take that Shtar, the witnesses signed in, and you hand it over to the other fellow, that's the Kinyan, even if there's no witnessing Edim physically present at the time. The question is that going to work only from a Shtaros point of view, or even from a Gerushin point of view? Meaning, when it comes to a get, there are really two problems. One is the get, the Cheftishal get, which is a Shtar, and which is judged by the standards of any other Shtar. And if we pass an Ede Chasima Karsi, so then that's all you require. However, when it comes to not the get, but the act of Gerushin, there's another factor, and that's Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim. There's the requirement of Ede Kiyum. You need witnesses not only for the get, but for the Gerushin. Again, Mashal Amad Avar Doma Kiddushin, right? Let's say Kiddushin, which takes place either B'Kesef, or B'Shtar, or B'Biyah. And nonetheless, you need Edim, right? You need Edim not because of the Shtar, only one of the three mechanisms that accomplishes Kiddushin is a Shtar. If you have Kiddushin Kesef, which is our most common form of Kiddushin, you still require two Edim under the Chuppah. Those Edim are called Ede Kiyum. And if that's the case, so why is it, or what would be the halacha with regard to Gerushin, which we assume in parallel, the Yatzav Ha'isa, so we'll see whether or not it's a good assumption in a moment. For Kiddushin, well, we don't know that we need separate Edim. We just know that we need Kiddushin. We need Edim for Kiddushin even when there's no Shtar.
Right.
So we know that we need Edim for Kiddushin. But let's say you had Ede Chasima in a Shtar, in a Shtar Kiddushin, would that be enough? We don't know. That's the point. So that seems to be the issue. Yeah.
The mechanism in Gerushin is the Shtar itself.
Correct.
Whereas the mechanism of Kiddushin are the Edim.
Well, I don't know if they're the Edim, because you still need a Kinyan.
Yeah, but
you need a Kesef.
You can see it.
Well, that's right, but maybe that's true in Gerushin too.
It's a ring and there's no Edim.
That's no good. No, but maybe the same thing is true for Gerushin. Maybe you need witnesses to watch the handing over of the Kesef.
Gerushin, you need the emphasis on the Chosav Law Sefer.
Oh, but maybe that's only as far as the get is concerned. Maybe the Gerushin still requires more. So that's the question. That is the question. So in other words, in a nutshell, according to Rabbi Meir, who says Ede Chasima Kars, now we can ask this question, or we can raise this scenario in two ways. One is, if you paskin like Rabbi Meir, or if you, we're talking about Shitas Rabbi Meir. If Rabbi Meir says Ede Chasima Kars, do you require separate Edim for the Kiddushin, let's say in the Shtar Kiddushin, for a get, or not? Similar question could be asked according to the Chachmei Sfarad, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when you use Ede Chasima. In other words, if you go the route of Ede Chasima, which are also Karsi, do you also need, in addition, Ede Kiyum, or since you have Edim through the Gerush to the get, maybe that works for the Gerush too. That's the question that we're asking. So on that issue, there seems to be a major debate, and that is the view of Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at Rabbeinu Tam in the bottom Tosas, the Kaimel on Halach Krav Laz, again, we've all spoken about this, I just want to speak about it a little bit more now. It's five lines from the bottom of the page in Tosas, on Dalet Amud Aleph. If you look five lines from the bottom of the page, right, you'll see in the middle of that line, Ba'od, the Ragil Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, right? Rabbeinu Tam used to say that the Afilu Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir, Boy Eidim B'Shas Nesinas Aget, even Rabbi Meir, who holds Eide Kasima Karsi, which means from a shtar, from a Gerushin standpoint, it's enough to have Eide Kasima. You need Eidim to be present, physically present, at the time of the handing over the get, the Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachos Mishtai. That is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. So, even though there's this whole debate, you know, Eide Kasima, Eide Mesira, turns out you need Eide Mesira for Rabbi Meir in Gerushin as well. Just not from the perspective of Shtar, but from the perspective of Maisa Gerushin. That's Rabbeinu Tam's view. The Rambam, on the other hand, and the Rif disagree. How do we know that they disagree? Again, in the Rif that we've been discussing, in the back here, again, the discussion revolves around Eide Mesira Karsi, Eide Chasima Karsi, the din of Gerushin. But it's perfectly clear that the Rif goes further with this. If you look on page 94, or Mem Zayin Amud Beis in the Dafei Rif, right in the back of the Gemara, Mem Zayin, those of you who have a Shas Gemara with a Rif in the Ran, Mem Zayin Amud Beis in the Dafei Rif, right, and go to it says page 94 on the right, top right. So go two lines from the bottom of that page. Elabadai. Everybody have it? Right, the second to last line at the bottom. Elavadai. Kol Heicha Nama, the last line, the bottom line of Mem Zayin Amud Beis in the Dafei Rif. Kol Heicha De'ike Eide Chasima. Whenever there are Eide Chasima, Lo Be'inan Eide Mesira. You don't need Eide Mesira. The Kol Heicha De'ike Eide Mesira, Lo Be'inan Eide Chasima. Either you require the Chasima or the Mesira, but not both. The Chad Minayu Sagi. Either group is enough. Elami Ohani Mila B'Diyeved. Inami, that would be B'Diyeved. Or Tishtakhi Eide Mesira Psulin. Let's say it turns out that you thought you were relying on Eide Mesira, and they turned out to be Krovim or Psulin. The Lo Amina Nadayne Shasishi, you won't say, she is not divorced, because the Eide Mesira that you were relying on turned out to be disqualified. Ela hoel v'ike eide chasima, dehein ksherim, since you have eide chasima, and the eide chasima are there, and they're ksherim, v'get yotze mitachas yada, and she is holding on to the get, gerushe ma'alya inun, it's a proper gerushin. So what comes out of the Rif is clear. It's not just that the Rif is arguing that eide chasima alone are good for the shtar, for the get, but that the eved, they are good enough for the gerushin. Because if you think that you're using kosher eide mesira, and it turns out that they were psulim, but you have kosher eide chasima, she is no longer an eishes ish. This is also Shitas Rambam. I'm just quoting from an older version of our sheets, not the last one, but the one before. Do you happen to have it? The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha. Halacha Tazayin says as follows: Chos Mebo Shnayim, if two witnesses sign onto the get, the Ova Benasnalo Benala Bena, and then afterwards he turned around and he gave this get to the woman Benola Bena. This is in the sheets that Mekoros Benik Savyad Beget Bishar Staros. Set four. Yeah, the last page. Right? So Oshanimsu Eidim Asira Psulim. Everybody have it? Is it four? It's not to worry about it. I mean, it's good to have it, but if you don't... it's 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Four. The last page of 4, for anybody who happens to have it. Okay. Hareze kosher. Ho of Edom Shebo Ksherim. Ta'arei aget yotze bitachas yada. Yeshah or minagonim shu pasul. Some people say it's pasul midrabanan, but says the Rambam, minatora, it's perfectly fine. Again, if you have those sheets, it's the last page of those sheets of the one about ksav yado. The first page starts off with Talmud Bavli Gittin Pei Bavli Manala, and the last page has this Rambam, which we'll get back to. If you have these sheets, hold on to them because we want them for something else as well. Okay. So basically, the Rambam and the Rif say clearly that even as far as the Gerushin is concerned, Ede Chasima alone are sufficient. Sorry?
The get has to be older.
Yeah, I mean, once the get was given to her and she has a Takas Yada and she has Ede Chasima, even though there were no Ede Mesira at the time of the handing over, not only is that not a problem in the get, it's not a problem in the Ede Kiyum of the Gerushin either. Of the Mesiras again. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam.
This goes through with Zman D'Yoma, who says that Siva brings Siva the Hasina.
No. This is it's either according to Rabbi Meir, who says that the Kasav means the Kasav, which I think is what you're saying, or it's for the Rambam, who says that the Kasav is the Kasav, but who believes that Ede Chasima will work alone anyway. So it's the same effect. Now, what is this argument about?
Is this how we've been learning all along these last 2 weeks?
The what?
That one or the other.
That's what we've been speaking about from the Shtaro's point of view.
But we took it for granted
that
implicitly that once it was the other and it was
from a Kinyan Shtar point of view, but we haven't discussed the Ede Kiyum ramifications of this at all.
So when we said that if you have Ede Chasima,
right,
and it's that we presume that you don't need Ede Mesira because the Ede Chasima testified.
No. We were saying that for Bali Tosas, who said Tosas asked the following deals with the following question: if you say only Ede Mesira or Karsi, then how are Ede Chasima Tikkun Olam when they sign on to a get? After all, what are they telling you?
Correct.
You still need Ede Mesira. So Tosa says, because they say Hakol Behechsher Nasa,
right,
they say that there must have been a Mesira with proper Ede. And the Rif thinks that that's wrong. But that's all, everything we've been talking about so far has been in terms of the Kinyan Shtar of Gevurshin. We could have been talking just as easily about a Shtar Mechar of Karka. What we haven't discussed so far is the additional question, which is, what about Ede Kiyum that's required in Gittin to Kiddushin? Quite separate from the Shtar. As I say, in Kiddushin, Kiddushin Kesef, or Kiddushin Bia, also requiring a Kiyum. That has nothing to do with Shtaros. Do you not require Ede Kiyum in Gerushin? That's what we've been dealing with. That's what we haven't been dealing with. That's the final question I wanted to talk about today. Okay? What we've been talking about is whether Ede Chasima can be a raya that there was a Mesira Bifnei Edim, according to Bali Tosas. The Rif and Ravid and Ramban didn't like that idea, and the Bali Tosas said, no, Hakol Behechsher Nasa. That's the...
So they don't go as far as this, even though it's Hakol Behechsher Nasa.
Right.
And even though there are, we presume that there were Edim, that it was done properly, we're now still saying, well, even then, it may still require physical presence.
Well, Tosas themselves, or Beit Tam himself, that's the interesting irony. I did mention the Rush. I said that the Rush, when he was talking about whether the Rif is right, or the Bali Tosas on this question of the impact, the Ede Chasima's ability to say Ede, you know, Hakol Behechsher Nasa, I mentioned that he tries to bring a proof from this Rabbeinu Tam. Because he says, listen, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you always have to have Ede Nasira for the purposes of Ede Kiyum. So when the Ede Chasima are used as raya in the end, don't they implicitly say that there was a, even according to Rabbi Meir, don't they say that there were Edom present as Ede Kiyum? I just pointed out then that's the Rush's proof for the Bali Tosas, that there's still a difference between the Edom speaking about an issue which they are which they are inadequate for, as opposed to speaking about an additional requirement for which they just have no connection. In other words, Aiden maybe can testify in Echasima, Hakob Heshanasa, and whatever other requirements of the Gerushin, like Eide Kiyum, were there. That doesn't mean that they can attest, according to Rabbi Eliezer, about the effectiveness of the shtar, which they themselves alone cannot accomplish, and say, oh, it was done kedasu kedin as a shtar. I was challenging that equation based on the Sermon on Time. Now, so again, just to come back to the main point, which is, if you hold Eide Chasima Karsi, Eide Chasima work, what about Eide Kiyum? The answer is, according to Rabbi Tam, you require it. According to the Rambam and the Rif, you do not require it. What is that argument about? So on one level, we could say that the argument revolves around the nature of Eide Chasima. If you recall, 2 weeks ago, when we spoke about the, or 3 weeks ago, when we spoke about the Ran, famous Ran, right? So we developed the idea, the Ran had the following explanation of the Rif. Again, the Rif says, Eide Mesira, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Karsi, but Eide Chasima will work as well. So there are all sorts of explanations. Right, so the Rishonim asked, then you should have said, Af Eide Mesira Karsi, even, because Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira. What did the Rif answer? What did we answer for the Rif? Different answers. The Ran's answer was, everybody misunderstood the Rif's idea. When the Rif said that Eide Chasima work also for Rabbi Eliezer, he didn't mean either you can choose Eide Chasima or you can choose Eide Mesira. That's not what he meant. What he meant was, you always need Eide Mesira. Eide Chasima are also considered a form of Eide Mesira because since they are present or they're effective even vis-a-vis the Mesira itself, that's considered Eide Mesira. Does the Chiddush of the Ran, that's why the Rif didn't say, the question gets Rif, why did you say Af Eide Mesira Karsi? Because it would be inaccurate. It's not Af Eide Mesira Karsi, it's only Eide Mesira Karsi. The Chiddush is, Eide Chasima are also Eide Mesira. So according to the Ran, it turns out that Eide Chasima can be a form of Eide Mesira. So maybe the argument between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rif and the Rambam is exactly on this Nekuda. Everybody agrees that for the purposes not of the Chafta Shoget, of the Gerushin, you require Eide Mesira. Question is, are Eide Chasima also an effective form of Eide Mesira? The whole idea of the Ran was that Eide Chasima are not just Eide Chasima, they're Eide Mesira. So according to that view, they can work also as Eide Kiyum. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, who thinks that against the Rif, Eide Mesira Lechud, the Eide Chasima Lechud, right? The Eide Chasima are not Karsi, and therefore, Eide Chasima are not Eide Mesira, and therefore they can't work if you require Eide Mesira Karsi. For the very same reason, Eide Chasima can never serve the function as Eide Kiyum. So we might say that the argument between the Rif and the Rambam, according to the Ran's understanding of the Rif and the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam are l'shitasam, and the Rabbeinu Tam is l'shitasam. The argument is an argument about the nature of Eide Chasima. However, if that's true, then it would seem to me that one could go even a step beyond. And you might even say that there really is actually no argument between the Rif and Rabbeinu Tam at all. Ah, how would I say that? I mean, it's clearly argue whether Eide Chasima, which work from the Shtaro's point of view, also work from Gerushin's point of view. So how can I say there's no argument? Well, the truth is, if you just apply what I'm suggesting here and take it one step further, it turns out there's no argument at all. Why? Rabbeinu Tam says this halakha that you need separate Eide Kiyum according to who? Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir. The scenario of Rabbi Eliezer doesn't exist for Rabbeinu Tam, for Tosfos. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you always need Eide Mesira Karsi. So, of course, he says it, and it only could be Eide Chasima, right? So the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam was Rabbi Meir also requires Eide Mesira for Eide Kiyum purposes. Now, when we speak about the Rif and the Rambam, And we showed that the Rif and the Rambam think if you give a get, but there are chasumim, behidim tverim, that b'dieved, that's a good gerushin. Who's that speaking about, Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Eliezer. How do I know? Because they passed it like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rif is explaining Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Just that the Rif has the scenario of Eide Chasima for Rabbi Eliezer because he thinks Rabbi Eliezer believes also Eide Chasima work. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, like the Rif. So actually, right, there is an argument between the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rif on one side, or Rabbeinu Tam on the other, about the facts. Namely, if you have Eide Chasima alone, which are Karsi, can they also serve the function of Eide Kiyum? The answer is Rabbeinu Tam, no. Rif and Rambam, yes. However, it might be misleading, because the scenario, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is a case of Rabbi Meir. The scenario for the Rambam and the Rif is Rabbi Eliezer. Why do we care? In both cases, it's Eide Chasima. Ah, here's where we care. The Ran's Chiddush, which is that Eide Chasima are also a form of Eide Mesira, is a Chiddush for Rabbi Eliezer or for Rabbi Meir too? The Ran said Eide Chasima are also Eide Mesira. Only for the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer or also for Rabbi Meir? Only for Rabbi Eliezer. Why? What is the Ram trying to explain? The Bali Tosas asked several questions against the Rif and the Ram. They said, how can you ever have a situation where Rabbi Eliezer will be Machmir over that of Rabbi Meir? Right? After all, every time something works for Rabbi Meir, it works for Rabbi Eliezer. Now, things that work for Rabbi Eliezer, that don't work for Rabbi Meir. If you have any chasima, it's always good. If you have any nesira, it's always good. Who should always be makel? Rabbi Eliezer. But we find all over the place that sometimes we're machmir for Rabbi Eliezer. What's going on? That's one of the Bali Tosis proof, and the Bali Mor proof against the Rif. How did the Ran answer that question? With this yisod that he said, which was, Eide Chasima are also a form of Eide Mesira, only for Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why you think that Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Meir, but even more flexible, either this or that. It's not true. Because the Eide Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer always have to work as Eide Mesira, as opposed to Rabbi Meir's Eide Mesira. What's one of the major nafkamina? I'll give you one example to highlight it. We discussed already. Muchach Mitocho. The Ri says that according to Rabbi Meir, right, that Eide Chasima Karsi, everything has to be clear and unambiguous inside the text of the Shtar. If the Shtar says that the transaction took place Sunday, and it doesn't say Sunday at 5 o'clock, when does the transaction begin? The last second of Sunday. So there could be Muchach Mitocho. If the Shtar says Yosef and Shimon is being Megarish, his wife, and there are two Yosef and Shimon in the city, Muchach Mitocho, it's not going to work. We have to have unambiguous internal evidence about what we're talking about. We discuss this. Muchach Mitocho. Right? So the Ran says that's true for Rabbi Meir's Eide Chasima, because Rabbi Meir's Eide Chasima are basically rooted in the concept of Raya, and Raya needs, right, clarity. Raya needs a rejection of ambiguities. It needs self-sufficient status. But if you're talking about Eide Chasima working for Rabbi Eliezer, they're not working as Eide Chasima, they're not working as Raya. What are they working as? A form of Eide Mesira as Kinyan. Just one more second. So what happens then? Is there a requirement of Muchach Mitocho if you use Eide Chasima according to Rabbi Eliezer? No. So let's say somebody gives a shtar and it says Tuesday, and the Eide Mesira know what time it was, or there are no Eide Mesira. Let's say the Eide Chasima, but it was given before the last second of the day, we just don't know when. We'd have a suffix. When does this Kenyan begin? Does it begin at 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock, all the way till the last second of the day? Rabbi Meir's Eide Chasima, there would be no suffix. It can only begin when ambiguity is gone. So what's the point? That according to the Ran, The Edechasima of Rabbi Meir, the Edechasima of Rabbi Eliezer are two different animals. One is Kenyan, one is Raya. One is Edechasima, really Edechasima. The other is a form of Edimasira. So then, and this is my speculation already, if you wanted to give this explanation, what is the Machlokas or Beit Tam and the Rambam? You need Edekim and Gerushin. We want to know, can Edechasima serve the function of Edekim, or do you need separate Edimasira? That's our question. So what do we say? If you hold like the Ran, that Edechasima are also a form of Edimasira, maybe it'll work for Edekim. And Rabbi Tam and the Rambam and Rifar Lashitasam. But if that's the case, let's take it one step further. According to the Ran, the Edech Hasim of Rabbi Meir are not Edim Asira. The Edech Hasim of Rabbi Eliezer are Edim Asira. So the Rif and the Rambam say you can get away with out separate Edekium, and you can use the Edech Hasima because they're talking about the Edech Hasima of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Tam's halacha is within the Edech Hasima of Rabbi Meir. So actually, if you take this suggestion, there actually is not necessarily even an argument between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam and the Rif. Rabbeinu Tam's din is according to Rabbi Meir, and the Rambam's Rif's halacha is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah.
Why can't you say if there's a suffix in the get, there's no Masira?
Well, there is a Masira, but the get's
not,
Raya.
There's no, if it's not Mukach and Toko,
right?
If there's a Psul in the get, and a Shemesh Psul in the get,
right?
Then you're giving a piece of paper. Not,
well, you are saying, we are saying that.
Yeah,
I mean, there is a Masira, but it's right. Not a Shtar.
It's not a Shtar
for Rabbi Meir,
right.
is a Davar Shigeshko Raya by itself,
right.
According to Mukach and Toko idea. Okay, so that's suggestion number one, namely that the argument is an argument about the way that Edech Hasima work, that Rabbeinu Tam and the Rif and Rambam are l'shitasam, but even one step further, maybe they don't even argue, maybe the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir is Edech Hasima. That's one perspective. The other perspective is an issue we've spoken of before. I just want to bring that into a little sharper focus just for a couple minutes. And that is that the argument about Edech Hasima serving the function of Edekium is not an argument about Edechasima. It's an argument about Edekium. And that for the following reason. The question is, when you require Edekium, what is Edekium accomplishing? And here, we've spoken about it in the past, there seems to be a major debate. Right? The Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Gemara says, on the Kaddish B'Shtei Dechad Ein Choshu, we've read this Gemara in other contexts, Ein Choshu the Kiddushin. Then the Gemara says, well, if the husband and wife both agree that the Kiddushin took place, why do you say, Hodas Baldin, Kameidim Dami? And the Gemara answers, the Gemara Kiddushin Samachem and Beis, you don't say, Hodas Baldin, Kameidim Dami, when it's Chav Lachrim. That's what we'd explain. Now, how do you read that Gemara? So one way to read that Gemara is, in the most minimalist way, and that is to say, this is the source of the Gemara. This Gemara in Samachem and Beis is the source of requiring Edekium. So one way to explain that Gemara is that the Edekium are just basically a security that there will always be Edekium. By which I mean, what's the problem of Chav Lachrini? The stakes are too high. Right? If I have a monetary transaction with my neighbor, and both of us agree about what happened, so Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami. But when it comes to something which is Chav Lachrini, which affects other people, even up front as well, right? So the two of us agreeing, it doesn't accomplish anything. There are more parties to this transaction. And since other people are affected, Chav Lachrini, by it, the stakes are too high to simply give absolute credibility to these two people. So what you require is that you secure, that you ensure that there will be Eidim Biur. And for that you need Eidim. So then Edekium are basically a required Biur. And indeed, the Rishonim would say, Davar, Davar, Mimamon, after all, part of the source of Eidus and Davar Shebe'erva comes from Mamon, Davar, Davar, Mimamon. In Mamonis, there's no din of Edekium, the Pashtas. The Rajma seems to say otherwise, but for the moment, right? So the source of Edekium being Edebirur makes better sense if we're talking about a kind of guarantee of 8a birur. You can't risk it, and you can't base it on hodos baldin kemedim dami. The stakes are too high here. You need to have objective 8a birur. That's one perspective on 8a kiyum. 8a kiyum are 8a birur. In fact, the phrase that I've pointed out in the past, the phrase 8a kiyum, right, is a later usage. I don't know when it first came into being, but the Gemara never uses the phrase 8a kiyum in connection with the Kiddush. The Gemara does use that phrase in connection with the Gemara there in Kiddush and Savachem and Beis as a Hava Mina in another story. Right, the Gemara tells a story about two people who entered into a transaction, and they agree, they both admit what happened, and they came to the Chachamim, and they said, listen, we both admit what happened here, but there weren't any Edim. Are we allowed to back out or not? Right? Is the purpose of Edus in a transaction, a monetary transaction, right, simply Sheker, to prevent Sheker, La Ibri Sahadi El Shakri, or is it L'Kiyume Milsa, to uphold the agreement? Which means that even if we all admit what happened, but it didn't happen in the presence of witnesses, it's not a legal or a legally binding agreement. So the phrase, L'Kiyume Milsa, happens to appear in the Gemara as a Hava Mina within the context of Dinei Mominus. The Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, L'Ibri Sahadi El L'Shakri. If you both agree that this is a transaction you entered into, and it's a Dinei Mominus transaction, then Birur is all we care about. Somehow, and I don't know when this happened historically, and I think most people don't realize that this is even what happened, the phrase L'Kiyume Milsa, which was a Hava Mina, a possibility in Dinei Mominus, came to be used for the requirement of Edim and the fact that you can't rely on Hodas Baldin in Ishus. So, the question is, what is the significance of that terminological change? So, by Kedekiyum, we just mean guarantee of Birur, or do we mean what the Gemara really thought might have been the requirement of Edim, even in Dinei Mominus, namely to uphold the transaction, to formalize the transaction itself. So that's the major debate. That seems to be a major debate in the Rishonim. We've talked about it in the past. There are many nafka mina, right? One nafka mina is how you understand the word tzchav lachrini. Again, Rashi on that Gemara in Kiddushin, Samachem and Bey, says, why is Kiddushin tzchav lachrini? Because there are relatives. And the relatives are affected adversely by the marriage too. Namely, you can't marry, right, her relatives. There are all sorts of relative entanglements here that result from Chav Lachrin. So the Rajba asks a question on the spot. He says, and what if a ger marries a gioras? Will you say that there's no Chav Lachrini in that case? I thought there are no relatives. No one to be adversely affected. So you say the ger who marries the gioras, and they both admit that it took place, a beautiful ceremony, no witnesses, you know, just the Rabbanu Shalom and the happy couple, right?
Someone else can't marry. Another
ger
can't marry.
What? No, but Rashi said that the problem was the krovim of the Baal and the krovim of the Isha. They're the chav lachrini. So the Rashi says, if it's ger shenasa gioras, there are no krovim. So there's no chav lachrini.
Could be another ger.
No, but the other ger isn't a relative.
Is that a relative? Is that
you can, a man can marry more than two wives. Right.
Is ger?
Minotaur.
Is ger?
I'm talking Minotaur. Ger should scarf the cotton. Sure, absolutely. Arias, correct. Everything. So that's a very strong question the Rajba asks. Rajba goes on to say, maybe Chav Lachrini means the Isra Eishas Ish. Right? Meaning, everybody else is now also to her because of what they, let's say somebody will have a relationship with this woman now. That'll be Chav Lachrini. It's a little different than, you can understand what motivated Rashi too. Here the person has to do a Maisa Vera for it to be Chav Lachrini. And there, we're just talking about innocently the rest of the families being, you know, redefined, or their prohibitions being defined by this. But just one moment, let me just finish the thought, and then I'll take the question. So, this is the Rajva. So, there's another way to explain Chav Lachrini. And that is, the way I try to explain it, let's say we're talking about not Birur, you know, so it's a practical question. Who else is affected adversely such that you need to protect? You need to secure this definite biur, right? Then you can ask a question. Ger, Gioris, it just wants, let me finish the thought. There, Gioris, etc. Let's say we take the view that the word lekiume milsa, or ede kium, isn't just securing biur. It's the idea of the Havamina of that Gemara, namely, the Edim are part of the formal transaction. Without their presence, this isn't considered a marriage. Right? That's the idea of Edekiyum. So what does Chav Lachrini mean? Chav Lachrini means that this is an event that it goes beyond the physical event or the narrow and immediate repercussions. It's an event that has wider significance. It's a new creation. It's a new chalos ishus. Now that might be reflected by the relatives or by ishus ish or not. It's just the point is it's chavlach. Really means this is a what I call a transcendent event. That doesn't matter whether it's gershon asa giores. Is the ishus of a gershon asa giores in terms of what it creates, the chalos ishus, any different than the ishus of long-standing families that trace all the way back to Avram Avinu? Same ishus ish, same chalos. That's a different perspective in Chav Lachrini. Yeah.
You're speaking about Chav Lachrini.
Right.
Yet the Gemara in Kedushin says, Lashon of Kedushin, Arayat B'yuchedek Li, is Kedushin. So...
That's vis-a-vis Eishas
Ish. Yeah, that's the Gemara speaks from a positive point of view.
Right. Okay, I mean, the Hektesh is Kiddushin. The Asar Kulalma Kehektesh.
Yeah, so, but Arayat Miyuchedesli.
No, but in a way it doesn't matter. The point is, it is a good thing. We're not saying it's a bad thing. What we're saying is that are there other people who are affected, and how do you view that in terms of Hodas Baldur? It isn't just my... I'm not the Baldur. Kal Yisrael is the Baldur. The Rabbonu Shalom is the Baal Tov. That's what it means. Whether it's good or it's bad, let's assume it's good. It is good. Right? An exclusive relationship is a meaningful relationship. So, but the point is, at the end of the day, that it's still Chav Lachrini. What I'm trying to point out is that there are two perspectives here about this issue. For example, Kiddushin through Umdina works or doesn't work. In many areas of halacha, we talked about it last year a little bit, we learned Kulin, right, the idea of Edus Yediyah, it's called Yediyah below Re'iyah. We know what happened, we didn't see it. Not with our own eyes, anyway. Right? It's called Umdana, right? Shem v'tshemach. You know, the guy's running after the other guy with his knife, you know, and he's threatening him, and he, you know, chases him into this narrow confine, then 2 minutes later you lose sight of him. Then you catch up with them, and you know the blood is still dripping from the knife or from the sword, right? That's yedia below re'iyah. That's edus yedia below re'iyah. Just 1 second. And din in epashos, it doesn't work. You can't operate that way. So what about anishas? Can you work that way?
Yeah.
Sure.
If you know that people in your Jewish neighborhood live as married people.
That's something else.
I think they paskin that the blood is not a mamzer.
That's something else. That just means it's a raya.
It's an umdana.
Yeah, but that's a raya about people's status. So what we want to know here is if you had something, if you had the edus yediyah below re'iyah on a maisa kiddushin, would that work? So the Rishonim talk about it. Well, why don't we say hein hein edeyah? We do have a form of umdana when it comes to Kiddushei Biyah. Kiddushei Biyah might be different, right? That's all that you can have, and maybe the little that you saw is already considered actual seeing, not just Yediyah. That's Tchilas Hamaisa, you can say. That's what we discussed last year. But the point is that there are very famous tshuvas of the Rajba and tshuvas Maimonios. Like, what happens if, you can reconstruct clearly that A gave Kesef to the Isha and said a Re'at Mekudeshes, but you didn't see it. It'll work or won't work. It's a debate among the Rishonim. Is Yichin Bia the exception, or is that the rule? Bixos has a very big discussion of this. What's the point? If what we need is a securing of any Biur, this should be fine. Umdana is something you can rely on if you're interested in Betzius. If you actually need presence of witnesses, you know, then you need not only Yedia, but actual Riyah. Or I'll give you another example. Edus Miuchedes. There's a Tosefta that the Rif quotes. Here in Gittin, if you look in the back, on Daf Ayin Gimel in the Gemara, see if I can find it quickly. Lamed. One second. To the seventh parak. I think it's Lamed Hayamud Beis in the Daf Yarif. We'll find out in a minute. Yeah. If you look at Lamed Hayamud Beis in the Daf Yarif, page 70. Right? Ra'ua Shnayim, two lines down. Everybody have it on page 70? Page 70. Ra'ua should have to reward people bring these heavy Gemaras, you know, we have to use them. So, second line down. Ra'u Shnayim Shenisyachda Imo. Right? Let's say a person, we witnessed, two people witnessed that he was Miyached with her. After he gave her a get. Sricha imenu get sheni. He has to give a second get. What are we worried about? That maybe he was mekadeshes her afterwards. Echad? Let's say it's only one individual who witnessed this. Einot tricha imenu get. Right? Get sheni. You don't need a second get. Echad the shachar is echad bein arbayim. Let's say one person witnesses his yichud with his former wife, the Shacharis, and one in the afternoon. Zeya Maisa, this happened. The Amru, and they said, Ein Mitzarfin. You don't combine the Echad, the Shacharis, and the Echad, Bein Harbayim. Okay. Why not? So here there's a remarkable Ran. If you look at the Ran says the following. Second. Yeah. The Ran says, Zaya Mais of Omri Mitzarf. And see the first of the small lines, of the narrow lines? The Apagav de Legabi Mamon, Kaimlo de Perig Zeborer, Halva Achar Halva, the Hoda Achar Hoda Mitzarfin, Legabi Ishus, the Shaykh, Bedine Nefashos, Bivasakas, Boilu. The Ran says like this. When it comes to Dine Nefashos, Edus Miuchedes, doesn't work. You have to have two people, just like Yedia, Bloria doesn't work, so too, Edus Miuchedes. If you have to combine witnesses, one witness here, one witness there, it doesn't work. The two witnesses have to see together in Dine Nefashos. Since Ishus has Dine Nefashos consequences, therefore we treat it like Dinei Nefashos, and Eretz Miuchedes are excluded. That is Shitas Haran. The Rashba, however, on Pe'alef of Beis, this is on Ayin Gimel of Beis, on Pe'alef of Beis, the Rashba talks about the Tosefta and gives a different explanation. He says, you know why it doesn't work? It doesn't work because it shouldn't work. There are no Edikiyum. What do we have? One guy sees Yichud at Shacharis. One guy sees Yichud at Arvis. What is the guy in Shacharis seeing? Maybe we're worried that he's seeing a Maisa Bia, a Maisa Kiddushin, right? So you have Eid Echad on the Kiddushin of Shacharis, and another Eid Echad on the Kiddushin of Beit Arboyim. Neither Kiddushin has two witnesses. There's no Eidikiyum. In other words, you don't need the reasoning of Dinei Nefashos. Just say there's a requirement of Eidikiyum and they're lacking. What's the debate? Whether in principle Edus Miuchedes would work for Edekiyum or not. So if Edekiyum require, because of Chavla Achrini, a definite Birur, then in theory you say, well, you might say, if not for the fact that it was like in the Pashas, it's not that the Maisa per se doesn't stand without Eidos. If you're going to have a Maisa Kedushin Bli Eidos, do we just demand the Eidos because we will never rely on Hoshos while being Kenedim Dami? But if Eidos Miuchedes is good, if it wasn't for the fact that there are Nefoshos type consequences, then the Maisa Kedushin would stand on its own. On the other hand, if you take the view that Eidei Kiyum require the physical presence of two witnesses as a requirement, as part of the definition of the Ishus itself, then Eidos Miuchedes is ridiculous. It's not a problem of Dina Nefashos. You just have no Kiddushin in the morning, no Kiddushin in the afternoon, and when you add them up, you still have no Kiddushin. Yeah?
So if the two saw simultaneously from two different vantage points, by Nefashos, that's not good.
Right?
So you see, there should be a Machlokes between the Rai and the Rashba.
It's, the question is, what would be, if you required a Kiyum, would that work? I'm not sure if that would work either. That's an interesting question. So this is a famous view of the Ritva. The Ritva raises the following two questions. We've discussed this in the past, but this is a famous Ritva in Kiddushin. One question of the Ritva is as follows. You have Edim, it might be dependent on this, Edim ha'omdim me'achore ha'geder. Let's say the Edim are, either they're hiding, or they're just not visible, or they happen to be walking by. The Chassan and the Kala don't know that there are witnesses. And he proposes to her. Right? It works or it doesn't work. So according to one group of Rishonim, who talk about this problem, the problem would be a problem of whether or not he's serious or not. Whether he can claim, he might say, you know what, there weren't any witnesses. I was joking. If I'd known that there would be witnesses, I would not have done this mice. That's one kind of problem. The Ritva has that daya, the same Shatani. Then he has another daya, and he says, no. Let's assume for the moment he can't say Shatani Bach. But the problem is that you need Eidei Kiyum. And in order for it to be Eidei Kiyum, it's necessary that the Chassan and the Kala know of the presence of the witnesses, not just that there be witnesses. What's the argument again? If the need was for to secure Eidei Birur, as long as the claim is not being made, I wasn't serious, the Maisa Kedushin as a definition can take place without Eidim. The only thing is, the Chalos Kedushin depends on Birur also. And here you have, Lemaisa, you have a Kedushin and you have Birur. But if the Eidei Kiyum are part and parcel of the process, right? So then, it's not enough that there are Eidim. The parties need to know that they're Eidim. Without knowing that they're Eidim, they don't serve the function of Eidei Kiyum. That's the Ritva. That's the famous view of the Ritva. The Ritva tries to explain why it is that you need Yichud Ha'Eidim at a wedding. So the Ritva says, why do you have to Miyached Eidim at a wedding? You have to say to the exclusion of others, you're the only witnesses. Why do you have to do that? So he explains, he says, because of the problem of Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. Right? If there are Krovim and Psulim in the crowd, but, says the Ritva, that shouldn't be a problem. The Bali Tosis don't think it's a problem. After all, the Shem Eid depends on Shas HaGodah B'Bezdin, not on Shas R'iya, not on the, on the viewing or experiencing of the event. But when they come to court, then they testify. That's when they become an Eid. That's the view of the Bali Tosis. Rashi, actually, in Mako, says that R'iya defines a Shem Eid. And the Bali Tosis disagree. The Ritva says we pass like a Bali Tosis. So why do you need Yichud Ha'Eidim at a wedding? So that's when the Ritva came up with this great idea. Again, we've spoken about it in the past in other contexts. Namely, the Ritva says, you know what? The Bali Tosis are right about Eidei Birur. When it comes to Eidei Birur, you're not an aid until you come to testify in court. But when it comes to Eidei Kiyum, where the presence of the witnesses is what's Koveya, Shas R'iya defines the aid and creates the problem of Eidei Shabbatasa Batla Kula. So that's why, says the Ritva, the Mesara Kedushin has to be Miyached, or the Chasim Mekala should be Miyached, the Eidim, because Dafka Eidei Kiyum, the Gittin, the Kedushin, Dafka there, the Eidim are defined by Re'iyah and subject to Eid Shabbat B'tos
Abbat Baku. I remember doing that 50 years ago.
What's that?
I don't remember anybody ever doing that 50 years ago. All the weddings you went through.
Oh, really?
Years ago. No, I didn't.
Parents were not there. I hate to tell you. You didn't have a
remember. I
never
remember. Rav Shaster once said, when the Rav said that he said to the exclusion, that you point Aiden to the exclusion, he didn't mean this.
Of course he did.
I didn't remember.
He didn't mean what?
To the exclusion of everybody, and I don't remember what Rav Shaster said he
did me. No, it could be that. No. There's another issue, and that is, do you want to exclude all other Edim, or do you want to exclude Edim Psulim? This depends on the Sugya and Makos in the end of the first parak. La Sude Asisu, La Maxi Asisu. What constitutes the basis for a Kad of Eid Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula? Because you may want to include Ksherim, you just may want to exclude Psulim. Maybe he was talking about that issue. Do you want to exclude all the Edom, or do you want to exclude Edom Psulim? But the reason for Yichud Edom, the reason that the Rav was makbid to have Yichud Edom, was because of Eid Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat, because of this issue and this problem. That's the Dover Pasha. That's what the Ritva is referring to. Okay. So what does all this have to do with what we're talking about? Very simple. What were we discussing? The Edei Kiyum of Gerushin can be accomplished by Edei Hasima or Dafka by the physical presence of witnesses at the moment of the Gerushin. That was the question, correct? So we said that's a debate between Rabbeinu Tam here on Dalet Amud Aleph. The Ode, Hoya Ragel Rabbeinu Tam, that you need separate Edei Kiyum, even according to Rabbi Meir, despite Edei Hasima Karsi. And the Rif and the Rambam said within Rabbi Eliezer, Edei Hasima Karsi work. And not only do they work, Edei Hasima Karsi can be the Eved, be even the Edom on the Gerushin, not just on the Get. Correct? So our first point was, maybe the argument is how Edei Hasima work. You really require Edei Mesira to be Edei Kiyum. The Ram says Edei Hasima are a form of Edei Mesira. Maybe that's the argument. That was suggestion number one. Suggestion number two is that the real argument revolves around the nature of Edei Kiyum. If you say that Edei Kiyum are a special din, the kiyume milsa, you need the solemnizing presence of the Edim, it's a special, qualitatively different function of Edim, so then, clearly, you would require the physical presence of Edim. Just like Edus Umdana may be a problem, and Edus Mucheddes would be a problem, and Edim Achori Hageder, Edim are there, but you don't know that they're there, would be a problem. And for the same reason that you would define, according to the Ritva, Shein E, Dafka Nedekiyum, by Shas Re'iya, not Shas Hagada, right? Because again, they're part of the process. For that very reason, ink on a piece of paper, Edei Hasima, are not going to be enough. However, if all you require for Edei Kiyum really is Tzorech Birur, meaning you have to secure the Edei Birur, because too much is at stake for you to rely on the goodwill or honesty of these two parties, right? Kav Lachrini. So basically, what do we really require for Edim? Their physical presence? Not really. We need the raya that they will provide. And now we come back to the other point. Do Edei Hasima establish that Emaisa Gerushin was done? Absolutely they do. Can they attest to the fact that there was a proper Mesiras Haget and that the Kenyan took place? And can you rely on that testimony Bebezdin in case there's any kind of challenge? Absolutely, that's what Reish Lakish is all about. So if Edei Kiyum are really basically a form of Edei Biror, just the securing of that Edei Biror, then what's wrong with using Edei Hasima? So then you might argue that the argument is an argument about Edei Kiyum. But if that's the case, then we should get back to one final point, and that is as follows. My aura now. When it comes to Edei Gerushin, Edei Haget, the Rambam and the Rif are very explicit. Afilu Nasan Beino Leveina, right? Haget Yotze Mitachas Yada BeEdei Hasima BeDiEved. Fine and good. It works as a chefta shel get, and it works as Edei Kiyum. Fine. What about Kiddushin? Kiddushin Bishtar. So there, we don't have so much evidence. Now, one would assume that whatever is good for a gittin is good for kiddushin. After all, the only reason that kiddushin shtar work is because of yatzav ha'isa, right? Otherwise, there wouldn't be such a thing as kiddushin shtar to begin with. You learn it from gerushin. Whatever works in gerushin works in kiddushin. And that is probably the view of most of the Rishonim and the Poskim who engage this issue. However, the problem is the Rambam. The Rambam, as we explained in Hilchos Gerushin, is very clear. But in Hilchos Yishus, the Rambam never ever quotes that you could accomplish Edei Kiyum in Kiddushei Shtar through Edei Chasim. Instead, the Rambam says, what's that? Because what?
Because you
have only one way.
There's only one way with it.
Right, but we're talking about where you do the kiddushin with the shtar.
Yeah, he could have manufactured stars.
No, but we do learn shtar kiddushin from gerushin, so it's reasonable to say that that it should be similar. And yet, this is what's the difference? Two things. Number one. In Perek Gimel, Hilchasishus Alav Gimel, just have these sheets, it's still on the last page. Hotzi Alav, we talked about this, the reason these are here is because we talked about it parallel in Ksav Yada. When we talked about Ksav Yada, Hotzi, you have a shtar or a kedushin that's written in the hand of the husband, or get written in the hand of the husband, his own handwriting. So we noted then also that the Rambam, like the Mishnah and so on, quote the din that Ksav Yad works in a get. Does Ksav Yad work in Kiddushin? That's the Tzimah Kokos Rishonim. The Rambam never quotes. Similarly, the Rambam never quotes Shtar Kiddushin, only the Edei Chasima. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, he says, Im Kidesh B'Shtar, right? If Kiddushin takes place in the Shtar, Kosev Al Niyar Lacheres Ala Ala Al Kol Dabar Sheyirza, he can write on any kind of surface that he wants. Harat Mukudeshes, Harat Mureses, Kokiotsa Bidvar Melu, Binosna, La Bifne Edim. What is that? Ede Mesira. Where's Ede Chasima, the Rambam in Hilchos Yishus? Now, you could say, and those Kalim say this, just like they say about Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad is also missing. They say, you know what? You have to look to Hilchos Gerushin. I am Hilchos Gerushin. You'll get the rest of the story. Hilchos Yishus is written chronologically before Hilchos Gerushin. I think that's a problem. But still, you could say, you know what? The Ikar Din, like you said a second ago, the Ikar Din of Shtaros, the Yatzav Ha'isa, the Makar is Gerushin. If you want all the details, look at Hilchos Gerushin. And that might be the answer for the Rambam. However, the Meiri, right in the beginning of Masechet Kiddushin, without fanfare, just says, just one second, says that the shtar, kiddushin, unlike a get, requires a nimesira. And the Amshel Shlomo also says, when the Rambam only mentions shtar, the nimesira, and not the chasima, kiddushin, it's not because you should be looking in Uchos Gerushin, it's because he holds that when it comes to kiddushin, only kiddushin, the Eidei Mesira. According to them, and according to the simple reading of the Rambam, the question is what? Yeah?
You have the Yotzer, the Hoyasar, hidden for Kedushin, but she was married before. So you have the marriage before the Gittin.
That's true, but the source still remains Gittin. Okay, now, so what is going on? So I think the answer is as follows. One more deal. I mentioned it in Ksav Yad, I just wanted to bring it home with this because it's even stronger in a way than Ksav Yad. The other diuk is as follows. In Hilchos Gerushin, the Rambam finds it necessary to justify Edei Kiyum. In Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Minayin Sheit Nenelah B'fnei Edim. How do you know that you need the get to be in the presence of witnesses? Harei Omer. Now, this is a very remarkable Rambam. What does Rambam say? Why do you need Edei Kiyum? She's going to be an Eishes Ish today, and tomorrow she's going to be Muteres L'Shuk and there are not going to be any witnesses? Such a transformation, right? So consequential to so many people, and you're going to let it take place without any evidence? Impossible. And then he concludes, Lefika, therefore, him doesn't get ben olaveno afilu ben echadeno get klal. Fine. The idea of edikiyum has its roots in Ilchos Gerushin or in Ilchos Kiddushin, Ishus. Ishus, the Gemara in Kiddushin Samachemid base that we talked about before, which is the source of not allowing Odos Baldin Kemedim Dami alone, is talking about Kiddushin. Right? If anything, the requirement of edikiyum is more mevusas, just as the Dine Shtar may be more mevusas in Gerushin than Kiddushin, the requirement of edikiyum comes from the world of Kiddushin. In fact, the Rambam deals with it right in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, where he talks about the history of Kiddushin. Right? The Rambam we've spoken about many times. Kodem, Matan Torah, Hayapogea, Raisha Beshuk, Ratzahu, Ratzdahi, right? The very informal kind of an Ishus. And then, Misha Nitna Torah, once Matan Torah took place, what happened? You require, two things. Erisin, Kodem, Lenisuin, A, and what's number two? Edei Kiyum, Bifnei Edim. It sounds like the Bifnei Edim, in the Rambam's formulation at least, is one of the Ikar contributions, Kiddushim, of Matan Torah to Ishus. Wow.
Beautiful.
And yet, no Mipnei Ma, there's no questioning of it. And there's no answer, no justification. The consequences are so severe here, you need edekiyum. That whole discussion is only in Gerushin, not at all in Kiddushin. How come? So I think that the answer is one of two things, or maybe both things, and that is as follows. We've discussed the role of edekiyum, and the fact that it either could be an integral part of the Ishus, or it might be a way of just securing the viewer. It's possible that in that gufa, one should mechalek between Kiddushin and Gerushin. The Rambam's telling us that when it comes to Kiddushin, that's part of the Chiddush of Matan Torah. If you want to create a chalos ishus from nothing, right, you need witnesses. The witnesses are part of the procedure that establishes this new identity, this new status. The Rambam doesn't need to make speeches about that. All he needs to say is, just like Erisin Kodem LeNisuin is the Chiddush of Matan Torah, Erisin BeEdim, also part of the formality, the creation of a chalos, not a casual understanding between the parties, but a formal bond, kinyan, ishus, right? It includes kinyan, oser b'fnei matir, as well as the edekiyum. That's what it's all about. But if that's the case, then it's the Dabar Pashut for the Rambam that you always require for these edikiyum, the physical presence of the witnesses themselves. They have to be physically present at that moment. And if you're going to be Mekadosh Peshtar, you know what that means? It means you need Edei Nesira. Because without Edei Nesira, you might have accomplished the Shtar part of the Kenyan, but the edikiyum are always going to be lacking. When it comes to Gerushin, maybe the idea is that Gerushin is the unraveling of the Ishus. It's not creating a chalos. It's undoing the chalos and going back to pre-chalos. There you require edikiyum too, but for a totally different reason. Not to create formally this new reality, this new chalos. You're not doing that. But what do you need to do? From a consequence point of view, she's an Eishes Ish now. You want to undo Eishes Ish? You want to make her Muteris Lashuk? Without evidence? For that, what do you need? The presence of witnesses? Or securing the Birur? Securing the Birur. So that's why the Rambam feels the need to justify. How do you know you need it? The answer is it's a Svara. She's going to be Muteris Lashuk tomorrow without through Odos Baldin Kemedim Dami. No. But if that's the reason that you need it, then what do you need? Dafke Edim Mesira? No. As anything that is sufficient evidentiary basis for her being Muteres Lashuk. Eide Chasim is enough. That's one approach. The second approach would be to say what we've spoken of other times, and that is that this is a function of the difference between, another difference between Git and Kiddushin. And that is that Kiddushin is a consensual kinyan which focuses on the Maisa Kiddushin. Whereas Gerushin is Bal Korcha, it's unilateral, the decision Lagaresh is already part of the process. We've spoken about this many times. I think it's a leitmotif throughout the whole Masechta. Certainly it was a very big issue in Ksav Yado, and for the same reason Neidei Chasim. If that's the case, then you might say, even if there's a similar or a parallel kind of requirement of Enikiyum in Gerushin as in Kiddushin, still, Lemaisa, they're expressed in different ways. Why? Because in Kiddushin, everything depends on the critical Maisa Kiddushin. And therefore you need the presence of the Edim at the moment of the Maisa Kiddushin. And that, in the Shtar, translates into what? Edim Asira. But when it comes to Gerushin, you have two possibilities. You could either focus the Eide Kiyum on the Maisa Gerushin, if you have Eide Mesira, or you have the option on a Kiyum level, on an Eide Kiyum level, of focusing on the Tchilas Das Ligaresh. And when does that take place? At the time of the Chasima. So the Eide Chasima, in addition to being Raya on the Gerushin, in a way are real Eide Kiyum, not on the Maisa Gerushin, but on the Das Lagaresh. And therefore in Gerushin, Eide Chasima alone, Beino Leveina, will also be a proper Gerushin. Okay, well,